something on the agenda today. Krishna has a absolute appearance as he appears, but when making the deities, then unless the carvers who are Murtiwalas, who are making the deities, unless they have there are two things. One is unless they have direct darshan of Krishna, for one, or number two, they're also expert artists and they can completely represent what it is that they see, then you're going to get deities that are in the likeness of Krishna. And that's why Shastra gives so many descriptions of details of Krishna's form, portion of his limbs, how he stands, color of his body, and other things like that, so that so that people who will actually carve the deity will make it in Krishna's likeness. And so when we say, well, like Prabhupada said, that Radhalandanishwara's face look just like Krishna, then that means that that Murti Bala, then he got it, he got that part right, although the other parts not the same way. Where he said that Radha Gokulananda's body is just like Krishna's. Or Govindaji, or Gopinath, or like that. And but still, Yome Bhaktya Priyachati, Krishna reciprocates, appears as a consequence of devotion. So both the devotion of the carver, but more so later on the devotion of the devotees, worshippers. That's why devotees will always notice the deities, they change their appearance from when they're installed. And they become, particularly in the eyes of the worshipper, they see more and more Yamsham syndrome. They see the same person, same supreme personality of Godhead. Although someone who walks into that same temple, if he's not a transcendentalist, then he'll also see how the deity is, because he hasn't rendered service to that deity, and he hasn't developed deep affection for that particular deity. He may then see particular flaws or particular, but all the other devotees everywhere else around the world who are worshipping deities that appear to all look different, actually within, to them all, they see the same. They have the same picture. They have a picture of Krishna. And many statements of acharyas and shastra, bhaktya mama janati, these things are only understood by Vaishnavas. Non-devotees don't understand. They don't understand how God can even manifest in wood or stone, even if it's a perfect likeness, or how, which is a material one, because it's a material thing. So also there may be defects in material rendition, but those defects become invisible to devotees, and they become yogakshema bhamyaham, and they become covered by Krishna's internal potency. Because of the influence of bhakti shakti, or devotional potency. And same goes for pictures. Preaching is essential to be Krishna conscious. Well, I speak about that a lot. And so does Srila Prabhupada. He talks about practice and preaching in the same breath. For for devotees to devotees need to remind themselves of Krishna consciousness as well as others. They need to be practicing Krishna consciousness. What is that based on? It means following Krishna's order. Krishna's order is Yayidam Paramam Guyam. It means preaching Lord Chaitanya's order. It's the Yuga Dharma, Yagyaya Sankirtana Prayer. And so, how can someone be Krishna conscious if they don't fulfill Krishna's order? So somehow or another, everyone has to preach. And at least, that's the least, if someone preaches to his own family members, and does sankirtan with them. Otherwise, practicing Krishna consciousness is not, it's like a term of speech, but it's not the reality. Practicing Krishna consciousness means practicing it the way Lord Chaitanya says to practice it. So you have to practice it by chanting Hare Krishna yourself, and chanting Hare Krishna so that others will also hear. And when we do both of those things, then our Krishna consciousness, or at least our sadhana, becomes complete. So sadhana isn't just morning program, chanting, hearing, sadhana, but sadhana is also giving Krishna consciousness to others. That is our sadhana. Yagyai Sankirtana Praya. This is your sadhana. It's not something outside. So that has to be there. Personal practice and then giving it to others. And then that gives the full blessings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Otherwise devotees have to struggle just with sadhana. Not that sadhana is a struggle, but for us everything's a struggle. And we should do it in practice of Krishna consciousness as Krishna tells us to do it, because that will be the most effective. And sometimes devotees have problem with that, but they think, oh, it's difficult or it's austere, but that's what it's called, yagya. Yagyai Sankirtana. So sadhana means there has to be some tapasya involved. That's the discipline of spiritual life. Tapasya, brahmacharya, you know. Samadhama, tapasya, cham. That's the brahminical lifestyle. So conscientious devotees, they try to do both things. Practicing, preaching, making a living, putting all those things together. As it works for individuals, it may be different from person to person. And then preaching, beyond that, preaching means getting people to chant Hare Krishna and particularly giving them books. utilize the Bhajanandis. Their idea is just to practice Krishna consciousness. They're not so concerned about preaching. It's a difficult process. Our acharyas don't approve of it.
Shiva Bhagavatam is considered to be the essence of the Vedas, and the Bhagavatam is like pure love of Krishna. So how do we understand that pure love of Krishna comes from the Veda, where there is only Dharma, Artha, Kama, and Moksha?
No, everything's there in the Vedas. But it's not so readily visible. So for people who are not so broad-minded and don't have guidance of devotees, pure devotees, then they just see these things present, but actually devotional service, pure devotional service is also there within the Vedas, but it's not the main subject matter. But that's not a problem, just because a tree is all trunk and leaves and so many other things, that doesn't mean that it can't have fruit, which is completely different than the trees and bark and leaves and other sort of unsubstantial things. So, Nidama Kalpataro Galitam Phalam. So, Srimad Bhagavatam is the fruit, the Vedas are the tree. Srimad Bhagavatam is the fruit. Although the fruit comes from the tree, but it certainly tastes different than the tree. And it looks different than the tree. Just like the flowers also. So there's no contradiction. It's just a matter of what form the same one truth takes. Because that dharma or the kamamoksha, that's also coming from the same absolute truth, it just has a different form. So ultimately the roots, the trunk, the branches, the leaves, the flowers, it's all the same substance as the fruit. It all comes from the same place, it all comes from the earth. It takes a different form. So same thing, Vedas, Upanishads, Puranas, they all come from the same source, Param Satyam, the absolute truth. They just take different forms according to what different people need and what they want to see. But if you have someone like Shukadeva Goswami, then we'll take that. knows how to pick the fruit. Otherwise, if some archer comes to a tree, all he's looking for is something to make arrows with, or bow. He's not looking for. He's not looking for fruit, although the fruit may be there. Only the gardener is interested in the flowers. Fruit sellers aren't interested in flowers, they aren't interested in fruit. So different people want different things, so they get different things. In Vedic literature. Yes.